your DJ.
You do? 150 million
people. That's all. That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com. Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. You can count on our highly trained, drug-tested, and background-checked employees. Experience the Dixie difference for yourself. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie. License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this Thanksgiving Eve, frontal system moving into southeast Alabama now, so the chance of showers are shifting into that part of the state. Today's high 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, overnight low 47. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, a great holiday forecast. Lots of sunshine, high 67, low Thursday night 45. On Black Friday, dry, comfortable, mid-70s. Iron Bowl Saturday, risk of a couple of showers during the game time in Auburn, but I think the risk is rather small. Temperatures will be in the 70s, then some strong to severe storms are possible by Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird now.
This is supposed to be the big finale where the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
That could do trick.
Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey? What the hell is that? It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And it is the big broadcast, Thanksgiving Eve on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's going to be a very different kind of show. Normally, Jacqueline and Dana here, but we have a designated attorney filling in.
And here they are.
Amy Hampton from the hotel chain and Rosie.
Please clap.
Help fed your microphone on there, Amy. Thanks for coming in.
Hi.
You were saying about my key lime pie?
Oh, it was probably the best one I have ever had.
You know, I got to figure out a way to salt away some money in case I croak, because my family would be... having some insurance, but it would be tough.
You are so not maybe going anywhere.
Well, going to Baumhauer's tonight at 6.
Yeah, but not croaking.
This is the third day. I don't know whether it's the anticipation of tomorrow, because it really going to be a laid-back day, but there's a lot. Like today, before I left, I finished my candied yam sauce. It's kind of like making a chili or the barbecue sauce I make. You know, there are basic fundamental ingredients, but the exact blend, that's a matter of adding and...
looking at and knowing it.
Yeah.
Tasting.
Right. And you take that last taste and...
winning.
You know you're right where you want to be. So that's done.
There's a lot of extra preparation you're doing this week that you don't normally have to do.
Yes. And I have to find out from my buddy, Dustin, if his truck arrived with trees. Anybody that's on Vaughn Road... between Bell and the Boulevard, if you see the tree lot, if the trees arrived, I'd like to know. I don't want to bother him.
I saw the tents up.
Yeah, they've been up.
Yeah.
I texted him during the morning show, because Inquiring Minds wanted to know, and he said the truck was on the way, but he wasn't quite sure what time. But that was something I'd hoped to do after Baumhauer's. But it's very hard to pick out a tree when... they're not there yet, so...
yeah.
We're hoping. It's amazing. And I finally figured out why Thanksgiving Eve is not like Christmas Eve. There's a lot of reasons. In the 80s, and we always said, you know, Wednesday's the busiest travel day of the year. And it was. But it is no longer the busiest. Tuesday is. And I think the reason for that is... we've added 100 million people to the population since back then. So there's more people that have places to go. And it's just not worth it trying to jam it all in one day. This week really has been, the schools are out. That never used to be. We used to go right through Wednesday. And I think they closed for the week. A lot of businesses, even businesses that benefit by... Thanksgiving trade are closing early like they do on Christmas Eve. And AOL, they aggravate me so much. I'm learning how to open my mail without looking at their stupid news because it's all HuffPo and it's all whacked. Trump thinks there's a war on Thanksgiving. Yeah, there is. There's a war on Thanksgiving and any other traditional thing in the schools. They're trying to, you know, make the pilgrims seem like murderers and, the indigenous people. Not that the indigenous people weren't slaughtering each other, you know, from time to time, but that was, no, we don't want to go there. Assault on Christianity. And let me readdress Chick-fil-A. There's an article on Newsbusters. I'm not going to post it on Facebook, because I've got the Duncan and some predictathon there, and I want it to be top and center. Let me see how many predictions we have on that, by the way. Hang on one sec.
I saw that Jacqueline made a prediction this morning.
Jacqueline made a prediction?
Yes.
Let's see, 172. That's a little soft yet for a contest where somebody with the right prediction, first to post the correct prediction, could win a $500 account at any of Don Duncan's three locations and get the works on top of that. It's a good deal. You don't have to be my friend or a follower. Just go to Greg Budell on Facebook and you'll see the school logos right there. back to Chick-fil-A. One story I read as to why they're, you know, and again, this is America. You give to whoever you want. But let's remember when they, when the owner of the company, Dan Cathy, took a stand and said, I believe in traditional marriage. And the rage mob, the paid professional rage mob, went berserk. And those of us who say this is America, you are entitled to believe that. If that's, if you're, you know, traditional marriage is your thing, you're entitled to believe that. And of course, they were going to stage these kiss-ins, these gay kiss-ins. And this is not an anti-gay, I'm not attacking gay people here, okay? Let's get that real clear. I don't think most gay people are in on that kind of thing. The ones I know aren't. So they were going to have this mammoth kiss-in, gay kiss-in at all the Chick-fil-A stores around the country, and about six people showed up. It went nowhere. What did happen is that outraged people who saw the bullying of Chick-fil-A for their Christian beliefs started going there more often. In some locations, the lines went for blocks. And Chick-fil-A, over the last 10 years, I wish I had the specifics, maybe somebody can look it up, has become, I think, the second most profitable per location fast food place in the country. Per location, I think they stand behind only McDonald's. I'm not sure, but they are closed one day a week. And most of that is owed to people who said, when I want chicken, I'm going to go there. I am not going to stand by and allow them to be bullied by people who disagree with them. So there's no question in my mind that Chick-fil-A's soaring popularity has everything to do with public support for their position, or at least public support for their right to have their position. Any rational person would support that. Now, one story I read said that Chick-fil-A hired somebody from the Obama administration to be in charge of their philanthropic contributions, which is why they dropped Salvation Army and blah, blah, blah. Do you know that they gave $2,500 to our friends at the SPLC? The group that that guy in Virginia used as a guideline to go shoot somebody at the National Family Center in Virginia? Yeah. The judge and jury of all America, the SPLC, among others. So I believe the straw that broke the camel's back for Chick-fil-A was they wanted to expand into San Antonio, and San Antonio is where all the a-holes from California go to ruin Texas. And, of course, the activists were, oh, no, you can't have Chick-fil-A in the airport. They hate gay people, which is total bullshit. So I think Chick-fil-A finally said, you know what? They never let us alone. We can't expand where we want to go, so we're just going to have to bite the bullet. So I will not be patronizing them. I'm not telling anybody else. I'm not part of the cancel culture. That's my personal decision. I am so sorry to have to report that to you. If you'd like to read more about it, go to newsbusters.org. Because this is from multiple sources. But the key thing is they brought in somebody from Obama's administration who knows all the people whose ass you have to kiss so that you are certified politically correct. All the groups you have to buy off so they don't harass you. And that's pretty sad. That's really it. I'm done. That's it for the show today. Oh, the market went up again today. What a surprise. The GDP, which... the GDP was only 1.4 in the summer. We got a recession. We're going to have a recession. Yeah. Trump sucks. They revised it today from 1.4 to 2.1 upon further review. The market looks like it's going to hit 29, the Dow 29 by the end of the year. You never know. Those things are kind of volatile, but it's still up about a third from less than a year ago. So the economy's just fine. There is no recession. And again, funny thing, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Florida congresswoman who used to be chair of the DNC, and kind of got lost that job when it was found out that they were railroading Bernie Sanders out. Bernie might have gotten the nomination. Not that we want a communist for a president. He's a total, complete jerk. And
whack job.
Oh, yeah.
He's insane.
You have to be to believe what he does. All of them. They're all nuts. Bloomberg. You know, we have to have people unemployed so that they can't afford to buy things that will make them sick. This is what we're up against. That kind of thinking. Mr. Nanny State. Mr. Billionaire. We need people in poverty so they don't have the money to hurt themselves with sugared sodas and get... it's just nuts. And unless you're willing to surrender your choices in everything, you better help reelect Donald Trump and people that will support him.
Well, they can afford to laud that kind of socialistic society because they don't have to live under it. They're above it.
Yeah.
So
no,
they can do what they want to do while everybody else does what they say they have to do.
As I've said 8,000 times recently, socialism is not for the socialists. They advocate it, but they're part of the 1% or 2% that lives like they always have.
Exactly. It's
because
not affecting them.
They are qualified to have money and handle it correctly. The rest of you will wait in line for your aspirins and your next sandwich, as it's happening in Venezuela. But it's stunning, given... You know, here. Why don't we find... Republicans are out fundraising the Democrats by a 7-1 margin. Why not take some of that money and start running educational commercials? All you got to do is put a picture of Hitler up there. National Socialist Party of Germany. Is this what you want, America? More of this? That's all you got to do. They're always calling conservatives, you're Hitler. That's a brilliant argument for your side. You're Hitler.
Mm-hmm. All they'd have to do is have a double column listing what each party advocated, Hitler's, you know, Socialist Party, and our Socialist Party.
Well, Hitler came to power in desperate times in Germany, so he was able to get away with it. But
if
we're
you,
not in a desperate way here in America. We could be if we, you know, get stupid. There's no question about that. Why can't I get anything, a Facebook video to play? Why is that so difficult? All right, we're at 3:19. We are going to be playing some of the Christmas music that was suggested this afternoon. How about you, Rosie, Amy? Anything you would like to hear?
Are you wanting something upbeat, or...?
I'd like to stay more upbeat, yeah.
And you want to stay traditional?
Yeah.
Kind of traditional.
Bing Crosby, White Christmas. That's the best Christmas song ever.
Isn't that a racist song?
No.
There's no question in my mind you'll hear somebody on the crazy side of town say that. Because that's how they think.
I think they're referring to snow and not the people.
I'm pretty sure that's the case.
But then those little snowflakes get their feelings hurt.
Well, we can't have that. The poor babies. 272-9228 is the number. If there's something you'd like to hear, you can reach out through Facebook or email gregbedell@aol.com. Do get to my Facebook page. Get your prediction in for the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, and wreaths are now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Individually stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh cut Christmas trees and wreaths. In stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Is Boot Barn having a Black Friday sale? Yes. Will you save hundreds on boots and clothing for your entire family? Also yes. But will we make you stand in front of our store at 1 in the morning? Absolutely not. Our doorbuster deals start at 6 a.m. on Friday, so you can get handcrafted boots starting at under $100 at a decent hour. And for 4 days only, save hundreds with Black Friday weekend deals at Boot Barn. We look forward to seeing you.
Right now at the Home Depot, 'tis better to give and receive. Buy a Ryobi One Plus battery kit for just $129 and receive a select Ryobi One Plus tool free. Your choice from cordless drills to saws, even a radio. That'll make one powerful gift come Christmas morning. Actually, two powerful gifts. Buy a battery kit, get a tool for free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through December 26th. Items must be scanned at checkout to apply while supplies last.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I am Paul Bruchel.
think it's too early to say Merry Christmas. In addition to Happy Thanksgiving, this is the latest it can fall in any given year on the 28th. So, welcome. I've got some other Christmas requests. I was just browsing through my Facebook and email messages because a bunch of folks sent suggestions, so we're going to check those out. Well, it sounds like I'm trying to have a hairball come out. And yes, our little group is gathering at Bomb Hours after the show. We hope you'll come and join us over there if you are in town. And let's welcome Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yeah. Chad.
Excellent, excellent song he played there. Sleigh Ride's always a classic, right?
Yeah, so, that's one of my favorites.
I would like to do a classic, Carol of the Bells by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, the original one.
Wow.
So, not the one they redid about 6 or 7 years ago that sounds kind of funky.
And you don't want the Burger King song.
That would be good, too. That would be good. And for our Jewish friends out there, I think you need to play Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song.
I've got it.
Hopping to China. All right.
Gasha Mishbuka.
You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
And a roast complete.
I'm working Burger King, making flavor whoppers. I'm a paper hat. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat and beauty. Hurt bad and told your skin grabbed. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I'm Wicked Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. Ding by da dun.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
We had a most electrifying story this morning. Do you remember what it was?
I'm trying to remember.
By the way, the left is so loony that they even booed Melania Trump when she went to attend an opioid crisis seminar. That's how sick these bastards are. Pardon me. Happy holidays. I just, you know, that in itself, that makes me sick. That's not electrifying. Still waiting to see if strong winds will screw up the Macy's Day Parade. Somewhere, I haven't put it out yet, but I will. And that is our laser show in the front yard. And when we first bought our house, the people, I don't know if it was the original owner or the way it was designed, but there was an outside outlet right next to the front door. So if you plugged anything in, like the cord that goes to your Christmas lights, you couldn't open the front door out, you know, the outside door. So it became just a little bit of a pain in the butt to have to, you know, constantly plug and unplug the thing. So when we needed that job done and a few other things, we had a couple of mysteries that Mr. Electric came and solved for us. One of them was we had security lighting out in front of the house, motion activated security lighting, but I noticed when I pulled up it never went off. So I thought, well, it's got to be the bulbs, right? Once again, the original owners of the house were very nice people, but there was no electricity leading to those two lights. So they fixed that, and they put in our Ring doorbell system and put additional security lighting on another side of the house. They did all of that for us. They did it at a great price, which we knew up front what we would pay, and that's how they do business. They're all certified master electricians. You can trust them with any project you need that requires electrical service. Their number is 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com. Let's see if there's anything happening on the roads that's worthy of our attention. And Chad wanted Carol of the Bells.
Yeah, which you just
I played that version, yeah. And write yours down so I don't forget them. And I'm going to go looking through the email for the rest of them. I'm a little bit disorganized, you know?
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because that's just the way I am. Right back at 3:31.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a couple of things to tell you about. They are cleaning up an accident on Highway 80 out in front of the airport. So if you're headed to Selma, watch out for it. Hopefully it is out of the way by now, but use caution. They're in the final stages of cleaning one up on the Troy Highway at the Eastern Boulevard. Hopefully that one is also out of your way, but use caution there. And we were told a minor accident on I-85 southbound headed into Montgomery out before you get to Wall. But we are seeing a huge backup on the maps almost all the way to Victory Land. We're not sure if it's a gawker block or they're having trouble getting it out of the road or what's going on. But we're going to have a whole lot of traffic headed our way in a little bit when that one breaks free. I-65 and 85 looking good through the interchange. Drive safely this afternoon. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lot, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer, because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan. Got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
Is Boot Barn having a Black Friday sale? Yes. Will you save hundreds on boots and clothing for your entire family? Also yes. But will we make you stand in front of our store at 1 in the morning? Absolutely not. Our doorbuster deals start at 6 a.m. on Friday, so you can get handcrafted boots starting at under $100 at a decent hour. And for 4 days only, save hundreds with Black Friday weekend deals at Boot Barn. We look forward to seeing you.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Delia Brooks. The wait continues for confirmation on whether remains found in a wooded area of Macon County belong to missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. This is day three for investigators working the crime scene. At least 100 officers were at the site yesterday. We've learned that the third man arrested in the case, David Johnson Jr., who was charged with hindering prosecution, allegedly lied to police about his son possibly driving another suspect, Ibrahim Yazid, from Alabama to Florida, where he was later arrested. Funeral arrangements have been announced for Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, who was shot and killed over the weekend. His funeral is set for Monday, December 2nd at Garrett Coliseum at 11 a.m. His burial will be held at Shiloh Primitive Baptist Church in Lowndesboro. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral Monday morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. Those are some of your news headlines this morning. For updates on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this Thanksgiving Eve, frontal system moving into southeast Alabama now, so the chance of showers are shifting into that part of the state. Today's high 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, overnight low 47. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, a great holiday forecast. Lots of sunshine, high 67, low Thursday night 45. On Black Friday, dry, comfortable, mid-70s. Iron Bowl Saturday. Risk of a couple of showers during the game time in Auburn, but I think the risk is rather small. Temperatures will be in the 70s. Then some strong to severe storms are possible by Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On the 12th day of Die Hard, John McClane rescued me.
With 12 bullets loading,
11 walls exploding,
10 Germans dying,
9 snipers aiming,
8 bones a-breaking,
7 Texas shooting,
6 rockets launching,
5 franchise films,
4 dead hostages,
3 handguns,
2 C-4 tubes,
and a
Die Hard, a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Is it? Maybe I like Die Hard 2. That's my favorite. It's ridiculous, but it's well done. I mean, standing on the wing of a plane and...
But we couldn't have had it without the first one.
Right, that shot of the plane exploding while it was trying to take off with the bad guys. I mean, that was really well done. And the snow. But did you know, in the first Die Hard... The scene where he's walking on glass, he actually had rubber feet.
Yeah, I heard you say that this morning.
For those who weren't listening this morning, that is true. Bruce Willis had to do a lot of things barefoot in that movie, including walking on broken glass, but he wore fake rubber feet. And you can see if you look hard enough the next time it's on. So that's a good way to get a bunch of people to stop listening to your show, run to their DVD players, and go look at Bruce Willis's rubber feet. Barbara.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
You're wonderful.
I am. I mean, I have a wonderful life. I'm George Bailey. I'm worth more dead than alive.
No. Not to us, you're not. Absolutely not.
Hush.
But it's true.
No.
No, it is not. You're the only one that seems to think that because the rest of us love you.
I'm thinking bottom line here because Amy's a bankruptcy attorney. And listen. I spent a Thanksgiving, my last one in the house where Janelle grew up. And I got to do that largely because I had an attorney who was trying to keep the wolves at bay as long as possible. Made it all the way past her next birthday, too.
Yeah.
It's a shame you didn't know the Jacqueline and the other lady's name back then, didn't it?
Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Duncan Tomlinson.
I love to hear them on your show.
Attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If Dana's tuned in on the app, I got to make sure she knows them.
And super co-host.
Yes.
They're fun.
I'm thankful for Rosie.
And I am too. You got some good help.
I do.
I was going to ask you, and I had never heard this song before until a sweet friend of mine who recorded a Christmas album. Mm-hmm. But the song is "A Baby Changes Everything." Have you ever heard that?
No.
Mm-mm.
But we could look it up on the YouTube.
Oh my gosh, it'll make you want to slit your wrist. It's so sad.
Oh,
I mean, it's beautiful, but oh.
Yeah,
don't be on the edge if you need. That's like that Christmas shoe song. Mm.
No, it's great. Especially when my friend sings it.
Oh, what's your friend's name?
Her name is Melanie Pearson.
Melanie Pearson. I'm going to look that up.
Well, it's mostly what she recorded, you know, our friends. But anyway, maybe I hope you can find it. But I want to wish all of the people there at the radio station are very happy, and good Thanksgiving tomorrow. And I appreciate your show so much.
Barbara,
I appreciate all of you.
Thank you for all the good words. You have a great Thanksgiving as well. I'm going to play a few, little bit of this one for a minute. That's Mariah Carey and Howard Dean. The reason I played that is that song.
I love that song.
I do too. There's nothing wrong with it. Mariah Carey's a little bit goofy at times, but you know what performer isn't?
True.
Even me. Sometimes I've been known to be a little irrational and off the
ball. No.
That song now, as of today, holds 3 Guinness World Records: highest charting holiday song in the U.S. Hot 100 for a solo artist, most days on the United Kingdom Singles Top 10 for a Christmas song, and most streamed track in 24 hours on Spotify for a female artist. And it logged more than 10.8 million streams last December. If I understand, I think Jay mentioned it in Random Facts, she kind of did that as a blow-off song, you know, just a fun little Christmas thing, never realizing it would take a place as one of the happier, iconic tunes for Christmas time.
This is a Dustin, Greg.
Oh, a Dustin. Hold on. Let me welcome him properly here.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say?
shut up. What news do you have, a Dustin?
Man, the trees have arrived. Truck just pulled in about an hour ago, and they're unloading right now.
I am excited. That's
Come
great.
On after work, pick you one out. We'll
I am. We're going to Baumhauer's at 6, and from Baumhauer's, I'm coming to your lot there on Vaughan Road, right next to the Shakespeare Park, on the east side of the Shakespeare Park. You know, this is going to be my 14th year buying a tree from
That's
you.
Amazing.
14 years, man.
I can't believe we've been doing it that long.
You may have been doing it long. I made the mistake my first Christmas time in Montgomery. There was a church, and they had. I felt sorry for them. They looked like they needed money, so I decided to buy a tree from them.
You should feel sorry for them.
When I came back,
Christmas trees.
When I came back in my bedroom, I had a stick.
Sticks!
And a lot of needles on the floor. Never again. So
yeah, that happened.
You came to the rescue the following year and every year since. So thank you. Yeah. I can't.
Well, we enjoy working with you, Greg.
Look, my friend.
Look forward to seeing you.
I'm so glad they came and that you were able to call and tell me. Now, I'm really excited about tonight. Not Baumhauer's, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, I won't be there, but Josh Dew will, and he'll take care of you. He knows you well.
Thank you, man. Merry Christmas.
Hey, listen. Merry Christmas to you. Did you hear about Bruce Willis?
No.
You didn't know he wore, like, rubber feet in that movie?
Yeah, no, you just mentioned that, yeah.
I've heard it 3 times today already.
Oh.
Big topic.
You are a devoted listener. You really are.
All right, man, y'all have a good one.
Now, wait a minute, since you mentioned that, I want to have a little ceremony here since we're going to pick out the tree.
Something else, huh, Russ?
Yeah, Dad.
Isn't it beaut, Audrey?
She'll see it later, honey. Her eyes are frozen.
Most enduring traditions of the season are best enjoyed in the warm embrace of kith and kin. The three are the thimble of the spirit of the Grithwald family Christmas.
Dad, did you bring a saw?
I later used that drum sound effect to represent Susan Woody's butt.
Hey, listen, we got saws at the tree farm, so we'll take care of everything for you.
I
we'll
appreciate
load them up
it,
for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Take care.
I'm like Clark Griswold. When you see the tree that's meant for you, the choir of angels sings. It's true, Amy.
Yeah.
when you find the right thing.
Yeah.
Whether it be a sweater at TJ Maxx or something fun at Home Goods.
Or a wife. Or
a husband.
A husband case, yeah. Or, yeah. Yeah. Or a good bankruptcy attorney.
Yes.
I kid not on that, by the way. But right now, I want to talk about my Black Friday plans. I'm going to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. One thing that Tip Tames does such a great job of doing, because I'm brutal on vehicles. I just am. And my beautiful 2017 Rogue, it's still beautiful. The interior will need a good, rigorous cleaning. But I got a good trade-in price on it, and I can swap that car to a 2019 and add $4 a month to my payment, which I think is a pretty darn good deal. Yeah. On a low-mileage 2019 Rogue, which has the full warranty on it. So maybe I'll see you over there at Jack Ingram. Visit them on jackingram.com and shop at any price range, type of vehicle, whatever it is you're looking for. But everything they sell is a car that you can know was thoroughly vetted by their mechanics and everybody else at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass. This is?
Master Thespian.
Master Thespian. Let's give him a big festive warhawk. Welcome.
Great big. Right back at you. All right, dude elf. I listened all day during happy hour yesterday. Didn't hear 1 second of the 1964 World Series. What kind of racket you trying to pull here? What's going on?
I just felt whimsical yesterday when I came out and said, happy hour will not be broadcast today. Instead, you'll hear game three of the 1964 World Series.
Well, it made me giggle. So
you know, I'm glad you called because I do that, and I wondered, did anybody catch that? Did anybody react to that? Was that stupid? What am I doing?
Well, I tried to call in, but you had the guy from DB Daily on, and then you had somebody else on, and I had too many things going on in my day. But I listened. I just wasn't able to get in.
You're a good man. You're a good man.
Thank you so much. That means so much coming from you. All right, anyway. Let's see. What can I have you play? Something turkey-related, like the, I don't know what, the Butterball thing or something, or any, or you could even have...
you want the Miley Cyrus Butterball song? Because Rosie loves that.
Yes, I really do like that.
Okay,
a lot.
It's well done. It's very well done.
Well, and I'm sorry, I think I scandalized your poor intern. I'm sure she wasn't sure what I was saying when I told her I was... the master thespian.
Now, we were having technical difficulties also, so.
It happened. But I want to wish all of you, Rosie, Greg, intern, everybody in the whole Blue Water broadcasting family, a happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays, safe travel. That's the big thing. Just be careful out there, and looking forward to catching you guys on the rebound after we're done with our
you know what? You know what, Mr. Thespian? You are a hallmark moment on the radio today.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Y'all take care, and we'll see you later.
Right.
Bye.
You too.
Thanks for the request. We're going to kind of treat this like a Friday, too. 272-9228. And we are going to play Rosie's favorite. I just popped one in for following Fox News at the top of the hour. And I'm still poking through the emails because I did get a bunch, but that was a few days back when I first announced this devious plan, and I'll find them.
Hey, guys. Honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Is Boot Barn having a Black Friday sale? Yes. Will you save hundreds on boots and clothing for your entire family? Also yes. But will we make you stand in front of our store at 1 in the morning? Absolutely not. Our doorbuster deals start at 6 a.m. on Friday, so you can get handcrafted boots starting at under $100 at a decent hour. And for 4 days only, save hundreds with Black Friday weekend deals at Boot Barn. We look forward to seeing you.
Right now at the Home Depot, 'tis better to give and receive. Buy a Ryobi One Plus battery kit for just $129 and receive a select Ryobi One Plus tool free. Your choice from cordless drills to saws, even a radio. That'll make one powerful gift come Christmas morning. Actually, two powerful gifts. Buy a battery kit, get a tool for free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through December 26th. Items must be scanned at checkout to apply while supplies last.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Welcome back to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, Thanksgiving Eve edition. Greg, Rosie, Amy Hampton, and young Izzy.
Our intern,
who I just learned made All-State Chorus.
Wow.
And jazz band.
All-State
Chorus and jazz band. So congratulations to you.
Izzy.
She comes in on Wednesdays when she can. So what's the best time to eat Thanksgiving dinner? You know, somebody went to the trouble to do a survey on when people will eat.
Our survey said...
I mean, it's like starting at noon. 1% said noon. From there, 1 o'clock, 8%, 12%, 13, 14. 4 and 5 got the highest percentage. 11% eat after 6. What's the point? You're supposed to be an 8 by that time. You know, is it an 8 or is it inert?
Well, I don't know.
I've got 2 Thanksgiving meals tomorrow. 1 at 1 and 1 at 6:30.
That should give you enough time. It's like when you first date somebody and you meet the family and they invite you, that's one of the first things you learn to negotiate when you have two families that right. you want to be part of. And I was lucky with my first wife. Her family was awesome. God bless them. They were the best people. I was... No. They never stopped believing I was the good kid from high school that started dating their daughter. In high school, I was the kind of guy a parent would like to see take their daughter out. I'm not making that up. The BS detector did not go off when I said that. But after we were together for a while, I'll never forget the first Thanksgiving. They did theirs early, and we did ours about 4 hours apart. And, oh God, I was so miserable that night because I was so full. I mean, it's kind of fun to have that one day where you give yourself permission to, you know, pour yourself into a chair and make guttural noises. But there is a point where you can eat. What was it Jay said on Random Facts? Tomorrow is Brown Friday.
Yeah.
In the plumbing business.
Yes.
Or the septic tank business, I guess.
And of course, we can't just eat a little bit at two places. You have to pig out at both places where you go. If you just paced yourself, it would be all right. But you feel obligated because they've cooked this fabulous meal.
I can look Amy in the eye and say, I tried all 17 things that were...
You did. You didn't go overboard.
No, I took reasonable portions.
I did make Ross take home some mac and cheese so I wouldn't be tempted to take it home.
Oh, you know what? Guess who didn't know about that? Me.
You were standing right there while we were wrapping it up.
I'm a man. I don't pay attention to women wrapping up food.
Do not claim that you did not know that mac and cheese came home.
No, you should know that from knowing Dana and Jacqueline.
Oh, she probably hid it.
Well, I was very grateful. So we did meet the no leftover rule. By the time everybody left, everything was given away.
That's the way to do it. I got our turkey today.
I hope it's fresh, not frozen.
No, it had to thaw. Costco gives their employees a turkey.
Oh, that's very nice.
We took it to a place today to have it deep fried and carved, and we picked it up, and it's amazing. It's a big tray. It's all perfectly sliced. Mm-hmm. There's no waste, no carcass, no giblets to look at. And I watched Amy make a gravy right before my eyes.
Wow.
Rather amazing.
We didn't
domestic.
Have any, so we just... made it.
You are a domestic goddess. We're going to check traffic. Fox News is coming up, and then we'll come back with the exciting 4 to 5 hour.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Our theory is that everybody left a little early for Thanksgiving. I know our bunch cut out of here really early today. On the boulevard right now, we are not seeing a whole lot of traffic. It is busy on the Eastern Boulevard at Troy Highway back over past Baptist. We're seeing outbound traffic on South Decatur and Norman Bridge to the boulevard. Some Atlanta Highway traffic. I-85 is about to get very busy all the way.